Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Good afternoon, everyone. We are live worldwide on CUTV News Radio. Yes, I am your host, Jim Masters, and it's a real pleasure to have you with us today. And thank you very much for making us a part of your day. We really do appreciate that. We hear tremendous feedback, really great feedback from our audience across the United States, into Canada, and globally as well. So thanks again for tuning in. We've got a terrific show. We're actually kicking off a two-part series with a very special guest expert who is joining us on the broadcast today. Her name is Vivian Garcia-Tunan, and she is really amazing at what she does. I was just chatting with her before, but prior I was doing all kinds of research for today's broadcast, and she is the founder of VGT Consulting Group, which is based in New York City, in Manhattan, and it's a full-service talent consulting firm that's dedicated to helping organizations engage their talent and develop more effective leaders. Because, you know, it's a known fact that employee engagement is really at an all-time, I bet you thought I was going to say high, right? No, it's at an all-time low. So you got to have it high. You got to have people engaged. You got to have people feel passionate, enthusiastic, invested in their job, their life, their work, the company. That helps with productivity. That just helps with satisfaction and bottom line results. So, of course, the question is, what can be done about it? Well, according to executive coach Vivian Garcia-Tunan, it's really all about being intentional. How do you really engage your employees? How do you enable your employees to be successful? Well, Vivian says she's called a disruptor. Now, what that means is she looks at what's working and what's not working, the holistic employee experience, and focuses on how to excite people and engage them once again. The issue of engagement has really proven especially difficult with millennials. Now, that you hear all the time. Many companies are struggling to engage their millennial talent because millennials are so different from baby boomers. And, of course, you know, baby boomers cut off at 1964, so everybody beyond that, it's a different way of life. VGT works with these organizations to engage millennials and keep them satisfied in their roles. She also feels that millennials are misunderstood, but they are hungry to learn. Vivian works with executives to help them engage their people better and communicate better to improve results, and that is the bottom line. Satisfaction, happiness, income, all of it, results. It's all together. It's all one ball of wax. And Vivian, again, is the expert in it. VGT Consulting Group is based on Park Avenue in New York City. The website is VGTConsultingGroup.com. We'll mention that a couple more times during the broadcast, but without further ado, let's welcome our very special guest for a part one of a two-part series with us here on CUTV News Radio, Vivian Garcia-Tunan. Vivian, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. It's a real honor and a pleasure, and welcome to CUTV News Radio.
Thank you for having me today. I'm thrilled to be here.
I know you're all passionate, enthusiastic, excited about being on, and we're so happy to have you with us, too, today. I want to dive in and first ask you about, because I know you're passionate, and I know you're very successful and very effective at what you do, and you sort of have this third eye approach. You approach things from a different perspective. You really like to get a sense of the people and of the culture, as opposed to just going right into a place and just saying, okay, do this or else. But for that to happen, there have to have been things in your own life that sort of empowered and inspired you to want to do the work that you do, sort of guiding, coaching, mentoring people and empowering them in the effective way that you do. Tell us about that.
So I would say it started off at a really young age. I was always one who would see things a little differently and try to do things my own way. And as I went into the workforce, I noticed myself kind of stifled at times by too much structures or barriers for that matter. And really, the places where I flourished the most were with leaders that kind of were open-minded, that were kind of just allowing me to try new things and kind of expand with different approaches on how to do things. So I think really it was trial and error of seeing and working with different leaders and kind of my reaction that has helped me kind of fine-tune ways to help others enhance their leadership skills.
So then you created VGT Consulting Group as a result of all of the background and the skill set and the passion and enthusiasm that you have. If you can, describe for us the work that you do. And when you created VGT Consulting Group, what was your vision? What were you hoping to be able to offer to your clients?
Absolutely. I think when I started the business, my focus was really about empowering people to achieve results, kind of impossible results in their mind. And so really it was about enabling success in new ways at new levels. So I viewed my business as a way to kind of coach, train, and develop new leaders in the world. So I viewed it as a place to help individuals not only kind of build their skill set, be able to meet new individuals that help them kind of more holistically and then help them successfully in their careers as well.
That's terrific. Now, the clients that you have, do they come from certain backgrounds? Do they come from certain industries? Are they dealing with all kinds of different issues? Or would you say there is sort of a common denominator amongst the clients that you have?
I would say the common denominator with my clients today is probably a feeling of being stuck or being unfulfilled. And so that can be a stifling feeling. And from there, I think we explore different ways to explore what is really holding them back and really helping them propel them going forward. So because of my experience in the industries that I've worked with, I definitely see a lot of clients within private equity, within investment banking, within commercial banking, but there isn't the skills that I have are transferred into different industries. So I'm always open to working with new clients and kind of learning from them as well.
That's terrific. You do learn, right? See, every coach I've ever spoken to is constantly learning and even getting coached themselves, learning new methods and techniques. And that's terrific. Even on your own journey, your own experience, you're always learning new ways to approach things with your clients as the world is changing, and so rapidly with social media and technology. There's a lot coming at us these days, right?
It's true, and I think every client is unique. So I like to believe that the training that I've gotten over the past years has helped me, but it tends to be just being present to what their situation is and helping them explore unique situations. So the training is helpful, but every day is a new challenge in terms of what we encounter and what we kind of uncover to create.
That's terrific. Earlier in the introduction, I mentioned millennials, and it really is a fascinating subject because, you know, we could just really dedicate this entire show to just talking about all the changes and the mindset and things of that nature if we really wanted to. But the millennial, the way of thinking, the way of doing business, the way of conducting things is very different. Technology is obviously so important in their lives and so much a part of their lives. But there are differences, right? And I mean, how would you, from your own perspective and working with millennials directly in the business environment, how would you describe them and what are the challenges that you're seeing on the front lines that organizations and their leaders are facing with millennials? And I would also imagine, Vivian, that there probably is a little bit of a wall, too, between those who are not millennials and the millennials, almost as if there's a divide sometimes in understanding, and because of a divide, neither side wants to relinquish or give in or work together. You probably find that more now than ever sometimes, right? So you probably have to come in and sort of tie it all together.
Absolutely. I think that when we look at the challenge that companies are faced with from a millennial perspective, there's a few different dimensions. First, obviously, most of the leaders aren't millennials themselves, and so most of us learn best from what we've experienced. And so for new leaders facing millennials, it can be a little bit disarming in terms of not knowing how to engage with millennials. And I think, so oftentimes, the leaders will think, well, my career was very linear, my career, this was what I was expected to do, and kind of I just said yes to things and kind of expecting the same from their employees. And I think that can be frustrating on both ends for the leader as well as for the employees and feeling like that language and that communication doesn't work and doesn't drive the same results. So I think oftentimes it's about creating more communication and more openness in organizations to think about different solutions and drive different solutions in the organization. I think right now millennials are at a place where they don't want to be slaves to their work. They don't want to be working 100 hours a week like others had before. And so I think that they're kind of shifting the way the landscape of the job force, and they're looking at it from a perspective of, I want to do the minimum amount of work with the best impact, and I want to be able to have the flexibility to move around. They're not as focused on being tied to organizations. They're more tied to work. And so organizations are faced with the challenge of, how are we going to adapt our work to these individuals that we need to be successful?
Exactly. Very diplomatic answer. what do your client, that's why you're very good at what you do. What would you say your clients say about millennials? And also, are any of your clients millennials? I mean, they have companies, they have startups, they have entrepreneurs, a lot going on. So I guess the question would be, what are your clients saying about millennials who aren't millennials? And then how about the millennials that you possibly work with themselves?
So I think my clients that aren't millennials are trying to get their head around how to approach things differently and how to think creatively around it. I will say that those clients have probably not had as much exposure to alternative workforces, and so some of it feels pretty foreign to them in terms of they've seen what works in their organization and the organizations that they've worked in, but they haven't really been as hungry to see what other alternatives exist and how to structure organizations differently. So from that perspective, there's definitely a very curious learning curve once they've started to see attrition in their organizations and once there started to be a little bit of a crisis maybe in terms of what impacts attrition could have on organizations.
That's a great answer. Yeah, it's really a matter of case by case and mm-hmm. you know, when really dealing with all these different things that are coming together. So let's talk about your actual role, like when you come into a company and you're working with them. How do you actually bridge that gap? You know, you always heard about the generation gap, but it's a different kind of gap now. And how do you bridge that gap to help everyone sort of meet in the middle, work together? Because there's obviously pluses to what everybody has to contribute, and regardless of their gender, their age, their cultural background, everybody has something to give, everybody has something to offer. So you come in as the negotiator, the mediator, sometimes probably even the referee, and bring them all together. So how do you accomplish that? If somebody's listening to us right now, a company is listening, saying, oh my God, we need Vivian. What are some of the ways that you can share with us that you go about sort of bringing people together in the way that you do so well?
Absolutely. I think at first it's truly seeing the business challenges and understanding the landscape of the organization and understanding the goals of the organization. So it all starts with knowing the vision and where the organization wants to go. In working with a leader, really understanding kind of their personal challenges and their personal frustrations that are kind of creating this disruption in the organization. I typically then go through focus groups to collect as much data and information as possible. And I think the beauty of that is being able to collect information from an outside perspective. Many times people in organizations aren't as free to share information internally due to kind of potential ramifications of or implications of what they say. So it tends to be a very open environment that gets to very concrete, actionable feedback. I try to drive it can definitely be easy to get into a room and have complaints and kind of voice them, but it's more about getting actionable feedback on things that really can make a difference. And I think from there, it's kind of working with leadership and truly coming up with new possibilities of ways and implications to which we can create some changes. And so normally we pilot one or two of the ideas and kind of see how they roll out and the implications, and then kind of continue on a broader plan of execution.
Are you also engaging the millennial employee more, or do you focus primarily, would you say, on the executive, the person that's been doing it for many years? Or it sounds like it's a little both.
It's a balance. It's a balance and a dance of both, I would say. So, by all means, the input up front from the millennials is critical, and I think much of my work is done with the leaders and kind of helping them communicate and engage and kind of own the decisions that are being made. So, obviously, these are decisions and actions that are being made by them, not myself. And so really empowering the leader to own the responsibility and kind of work through the change within the organization as well.
So how do you relate to millennials? You're being brought in because obviously these executives are struggling to engage the millennial employee. Where do you find, where you're strong and perhaps maybe where you're finding where the strengths and where the weaknesses are during the whole process?
Can you repeat the question in a different way? I'm not sure I'm
understanding
you 100%.
In terms of the methodology, the way that you go about sort of relating to millennials and maybe finding some of the strengths and some of the weaknesses as part of bringing everybody together, really focusing on the millennials.
Absolutely. So I think it's typically the best way to build rapport is just by building some kind of commonality and connection. So as I go into organizations, I typically have context around the audiences that I will be meeting with. And so as I'm able to kind of celebrate successes, kind of understand some of their challenges, kind of the more information I have to connect with them, the easier it is to draw out that information from them.
Now, in the context of your coaching, the specific coaching, mm-hmm. and even executive recruitment, Vivian, where do leadership skills actually come into play, and how do you facilitate that process? Would you say that we are all, you know, some people are born leaders and some people are better suited not to necessarily be a leader? They might be better suited as a support system.
Great question. So I believe that there are natural preferences for individuals. So there are definitely people that as children were natural leaders on the soccer field or on the basketball court, and kind of it was only a natural progression of their strengths. I think there are other individuals that those aren't their strengths. However, due to passion or due to kind of recommendations of continued evolutions in their career, do take on leadership responsibilities that they probably need more support in being able to flex their muscles as leaders. So I think oftentimes with those leaders, the more supportive environment they have of strong leaders in front of them and coaching, by all means, I think they can be successful, but it's their desire to want to be successful and their willingness to do the work to improve themselves in that space.
So if somebody's listening to our broadcast right now and they are in need of the services that you offer at VGT Consulting Group, what is that process like? When they make that initial contact with you, is there a process that they go through with you? Do you assess things? Do you go through a question-answer period? What's that process like when you have that first initial contact with a new client?
Absolutely. So when I engage with new clients, we typically go through a discovery phase. So we spend about, they have a questionnaire, so it helps me understand where they are, their goals, their challenges, their obstacles, kind of understanding more of their background. And through once I have that form completed, we work together on having a 2-hour strategy session to truly break down what are the strengths that you want to leverage as you set your goals? What are the opportunities that we want to create and develop for you? And how are we going to hold you accountable? So I think there's a natural resistance when people are going through change to want to back down. And so as a result of that, I typically work with clients for a 6-month period minimum to ensure that we get to the results that they're looking for. So it is definitely an investment and a commitment in yourself to work through that resistance and the accountability that you have to get you to the other side.
Now, when people do come to you, are they usually in a certain position? Are they usually maybe at their wit's end? They've tried a lot of different methods on their own, a lot of different ways to approach things to, you know, increase productivity, efficiency, to bring people together, and then they realize they can't do this on their own because they're so busy, returning texts and phone calls and making product and, you know, following up with emails and doing everything that they have to do and clearing out that inbox, that it can be overwhelming for a company to try to manage this type of work on their own, right? That's when they really need to bring somebody like you into the fold.
Absolutely. I think that there are, obviously there's many different kinds of people, but I think oftentimes there are people that know they're being faced with a new challenge and kind of want support to help them succeed and know that within their own track record, they maybe haven't had success or know that being held accountable and having kind of an outside perspective is really going to help them succeed. So I have some clients that are CEOs of businesses that are launching. I have some clients that are stepping into new positions in organizations and kind of really know that, that they're going to be challenged. And then I have others that are kind of at a place of frustration and feeling like they can't, they don't know what else to do. And that's when they reach out as well. So it's also a mixed bag of profiles of people that reach out to me.
I want to let our audience know that VGT Consulting Group also offers, obviously, corporate services, business innovation and human capital consulting, as well as executive talent recruiting. You also do workshop design and facilitation, motivational speaking as well, and really, you know, providing the leadership and executive coaching, sort of being able to, as we've been talking to you and discussing on this broadcast, cohesiveness and teamwork and collaboration, improving communication and building relationships. You also do individual coaching as well, whether it is career, it is life, it is transitions, it is dealing with change, which we all deal with now more than ever. There's so much change in the world. So it really is a full service company, and the resources that you have are very, very rich and very, very detailed. So I would encourage folks to make that initial contact with you and really dig in deep and connect with you further. They can go to your website, vgtconsultinggroup.com. That's vgtconsultinggroup.com to learn more. And the website is terrific. I mean, the bio that's on you, the listing of all of the opportunities that people have to really grow are tremendous. So that is a great place for folks to connect. Is there anything that you would like to leave with our audience? We've got about less than a minute and a half. You'll be back next week with us, which is phenomenal, so continue next week. But any last words you'd like to leave with our audience?
I guess the last words that I would have is, if you're feeling stuck or if you're feeling challenged in some area of your career and feeling like you're ready for a change, I welcome you, or I challenge you to think about what could be the best possible scenario that you want to create for yourself. Part of it is setting a positive vision and then being able to take actions to it. So I'm here to help in supporting you in your actions and helping you come up with new ideas to drive that result of your vision.
Our very special guest, Vivian Garcia-Tunan of VGT Consulting. The website again is vgtconsultinggroup.com. Vivian will be back with us again next week, same time on CU TV News Radio. Vivian, thanks for joining us on the show today. It was a real pleasure.
Thank you.
You have a great day. And thanks for sharing all that great information. And thank you for joining us. This is Jim Masters, CU TV News Radio. Have a great day.
You've been listening to CU TV News Radio. If you want to learn more about our programming or perhaps be considered for a future show, visit us on the web at www.cutvnews.com. And if you enjoyed listening to today's show, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Stitcher and be sure to write a review. Thanks for listening, and from all of us at CU TV News Radio, we hope you have a productive and inspired day.